Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, my little ducky eggs. It's me. Ugh, that was gross, but also quite erotic. It's me, Lou Sanders. This is Cuddle Club, a podcast you know. Surely this ain't your first rodeo. Let's just say that. This is the last episode in the series. We've all come so far. Look back at what you've achieved listening to all this content. This week, I'm joined by Mel Gedrich. It's not that hard to say her name. If you don't know who she is, you've been living under a rock. And if you're living under a rock, well done for getting a podcast. She is, I don't think a national treasure quite covers it, okay? She's a national treasure. She's an absolute pleasure. It's Mel Gedrich. It's Mel Gedrich. So nice
hello.
To see you.
Hello. Oh, sorry, that was a really annoying. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Do you know what I can't bear is when people go, how's you?
How's you? How's you? That is a bit of a shiver down the back, actually. But how's you?
Or is how's yourself worse?
My pet hate is when people say, if you could just pop your top off for me. Yeah, I get that a lot. No, in a kind of way of like admin, if you could just fill that form in for me or just pop that there for me, that's a bit annoying.
It's the word pop, isn't it?
Just pop that
down there, can you?
If you could just pop yourself on my hand, okay. Anyway, how are you? Oh, should we quickly, we'll just say, we know each other, of course, from show business.
We do.
We hadn't worked together ever.
No, which was a crime. Which was a crime.
And now I can't see a day where we're not working with each other. I can, it's today. But I say a roll on series two.
Oh, man. I've got to say, I'm a bit of a jinx. I only ever do one series unless... No, seriously, I've got a real record of that. One series only.
Is that true?
Yeah, many.
Hang on.
Oh, mate, so many.
Taskmaster, you only did the one series.
You won that. I sort of failed to properly give you cred for that. You ruddy won it. It's a really tricky show to win that.
Unless you're with, and hear me out, a total bunch of dummies. No, I love my group. I loved my group. Did you win yours?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Embarrassing.
No, but you know, Fielding, Ruddy. No, hang on. Yeah, Fielding won. Oh. Isn't that just typical of him?
Oh, please.
Isn't it?
It's a bit him, yeah.
It is a bit him. I knew as soon as I saw the lineup, I just knew that he was going to win. It's weird that, isn't it?
He's probably doing like voodoo spells or something.
He's also very competitive.
Yeah.
I love the guy. Are you competitive, Lou?
I am competitive. And it came across as a little bit ugly. It came across It did come across ugly. A lot of people so had a good. More laissez-faire attitude, but I was like, it's because I love that show so much that I wanted to do Champion of Champions.
Oh, I'd like to do the whole thing all over again.
But you're a one series gal. We know that. That's not true. You did Bake Off for ages. You did.
Okay, that's fair enough. Bake Off did. We lasted 7 years on that. That's an absolute ruddy record.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably because I was with young Susan Perkins.
Oh, I love you two together. And I told you that I bumped into Sue Perkins. I've never met her before, never worked with her before. Bumped into her in the bakery. And I thought, what a ride, I thought to myself. We both work with Mel, her more closely, yes. But
you bumped into her in the bakery.
Very warm vibe. I was on a date. But Sue Perkins, what a lady, if I may say so.
What was she buying in the bakery? Can you remember?
Well, sweet or savoury? I didn't look in her bag because I felt I just met the woman. And I did want to say, open up that paper bag and let me sniff what's inside. But I held back. Because you get a reputation in show business for sniffing people's bags. You get a reputation.
You do, Lou. And you're already on the edge of that.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club.
I think that's enough. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
I love it already.
It's a podcast about cuddling. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Now, I've got a slight, before we start, I'm weird. I have certain kind of reactions to words. One of them being the word cuddle.
It's such a gross, it's so
awful,
yeah, it's very twee. It's very, the only time it sounds right is if a two-year-old is saying it. If a two-year-old saying carry cut, you don't even like that?
No, I can't bear it when children say the word cut. I'm really sorry, Lou. I mean,
I like this. This is good.
I don't know why. I think it's to do with being at school in the 70s. It's quite a 70s word, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I seem to remember it being used quite a lot. And in fact, I've got a really bad memory of the C word. Mm. We were doing a little school show and I was about probably seven. And we were doing, it was like a little dance thing or something. And I was told to cuddle this girl that was in my class called Helen. And we had to just sit, I didn't really know her, and we just had to cuddle each other. And the teacher sort of forgot about us.
No.
And we were left in this enforced cuddle.
Wow.
It felt like forever. It was probably only about 8 minutes or something, but it was so, I've always had a real problem with the word cuddle after that incident.
Yeah,
this is good to unpick.
This is good to unpick this, you know, and what of Helen? You know, Helen.
What of Helen?
I'm not saying she got the raw end of the deal. We haven't seen Helen.
I think she did. I think she did, mate. I think she did.
Helen's
lucky. No, she was one of the class pretties. Do you know what I mean?
I bet she's telling everyone now. She had a long embrace with Mel Gidwich.
Off of Unforgivable.
Mm. Off of a new series, Dave's Unforgivable, Tuesday night, 10 PM.
Edgy.
Available to catch up on UK
Bit rude.
TV website.
Yeah.
Mel Gidwich.
Yes, my love.
That's, in a nutshell, how you say the name, isn't it?
Not really, but I was going to go with it.
Okay, watch this. Mel Gidwich.
Hang on.
That's it. Mel Gidwich.
Gidwich, yes. Yes, Lou.
Okay, are you ready for the quick fire round?
I love the quick fire round.
Okay.
Sorry, now can I just say, can I apologise? Mm. I feel like I've been a difficult guest. By
not
just coming
all.
On, no, but by coming on and saying, oh, I don't actually like the word cut. Sorry, that's a bit.
No, do you know what? I'm so glad that you've got this out in the open because I actually get very embarrassed asking people to come on my podcast. It's called Cuddle Club. And I did do it for a joke, but if they're not in on the joke, it sounds mad.
Yes, like, no, I love it. I love it.
What were your thoughts? Did you just think, oh, I've got to case we do series two?
Listen, I knew it was ironic. I saw Cuddle Club and I thought that's good, but it still gave me the judders. It's like the word panties. Oh God, Lou, I can't look you in the eye as I say that word.
But do
it's
you want
so
to cuddle
weird.
My panties?
Oh.
And that's the first question of the quick fire round.
In a way, I probably would, because
thank you.
The double negative almost kind of erases the horror of that. The fact that it's cuddle and panties. Oh, I can't even say the word panties.
Oh. No.
But the fact that there's a double negative for me there, just that makes it positive. So yes, I would like to cuddle your panties.
Okay, and that's the tagline that we'll go with for this episode. You saying, yes, I would like to cuddle your panties with no context. So we might even strip the story out and just leave them guessing, I suppose. You know, why do you think the chemistry is so good? It's our before show ritual. Okay, quick fire round. You have to answer these quickly, okay?
We'll do, yeah.
Question one.
Yeah.
Should we hug a hoodie?
Yeah. I was just thinking about cuddling panties and hugging hoodies, and I was in a situation where I was taking the laundry out of the airing cupboard, and I was first cuddling the panties and then I was hugging the hoodie, but without the person in it.
That's dare to dream. You can have it all. Okay. Should we hug David Cameron?
Absolutely never. Mm. I would worry about the residue left behind. There'd be something left behind and I wouldn't like it.
Mm. Have you ever been unfaithful?
Oh, Lou, you just threw that right in there. I was quite badly behaved, let's put it that way. Me and my three mates were going out with three guys and we decided to swap them one night.
Wow.
Just did.
That's not the Mel that we know. And they didn't mind.
They didn't know.
Oh.
And then they did know and they were quite surprised, but they kind of went with it. We were 16. I figured it was, actually, no, 17. I figured it was all right.
Okay. Can you train a man like a dog?
Yes. I think you possibly can. Is that right? I'm just trying to think what we're doing with our dog at the moment with vis-a-vis training. Mm. I think a man's recall can get better with good snacks, but they have to be proper. They have to be proper enrichment snacks.
Meaty snacks.
And also, if you go for the same snack every time, then they get bored, as a dog would. Mm. So mix up your snacks. Make it venison one day, duck the next, chicken the next. But cheese. Mm. I think so. I think human beings can be trained with snacks.
Yes.
I know I certainly could.
You certainly can. You certainly can.
I certainly can.
Go on, take us back then.
History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, certainly.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee, is it the war? It's not the war, is it?
Before the pandemic, cuddly gal.
Pre-pandy, abso-ruddy-lutely. And I can't wait. Do you think those times will ever return again, Lou?
Yes, yes.
I mean, in the world of show, in the business of show that we are both residing in, Lou, heavily now that we're working together, you know, I mean, people hug each other 20 times a day, don't they?
Left, right and centre. And I do mean, they go to the left, they go to the right and then they hug in the centre. No, they do. And I don't mind that. That's kind of my, like some people don't like it and they're in meetings they get. But I say, if in doubt, just go in for a full hug.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, they won't mind.
Yeah.
1 time out of 10, you really do get that wrong, actually.
Yeah. I love a ruddy hug. Notice how I'm avoiding the C word.
Yeah.
That rhymes with muddle.
But you know, like if you work on, you know, you work on big shows, you can't then go and hug everyone in the morning because you'd never get
around
time. So what do you do in that scenario?
You do a sort of random 180 degree blow. I think that's only for the over 50s, though. I can do that now because I'm over 50. You can do a sort of... Oh, no, that's awful, isn't it?
It's not, because when Katie Wicks came on the podcast, she said that she was working with these old theatre types. I know you've done a bit of musical theatre, but we're talking way older than you.
Oh, really?
They kiss on the lips. They kiss people on the lips. Some of them, they come in and go, hello, darling, and kiss them full smackaroony on the lips.
Ooh.
And that's theatre in the
70s. That's bloody theatre. Yes, that would have been theatre in the 70s. Mm. I think I'm not so keen on the rogue amount of namasteing that's going on. There's a lot of this, isn't there? I think probably post-pandy as well, where we're not allowed to, you know.
Is it a joke, though?
Sometimes not, mate.
Right, because I would do that for a joke.
I've seen people do it quite seriously, possibly in theatre rather than in telly.
Oh, yes, I can imagine it in theatre. Are they wearing a kaftan at the same time?
I'd like to imagine that. I would like to imagine that everyone in theatre wears kaftan. All times.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
What is the best, and this is number four, we're just coming, how the tables have turned. I'm actually the host here. Can you believe that?
I love it, man.
I'm not very good at hosting, but I am.
You're a very good host.
I don't like the responsibility. Our show's perfect for me. I sit in the side and I come in when I fancy. The responsibility of carrying a whole show. No, thank you.
Well, someone's got to do it, Lou.
Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to be on that dais.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's got to be on that big stage with sequins. And that someone is meh. Here's the question four, though.
Come on.
Best advice you've ever been given or given to someone else? You see, it's harder than it looks.
Oh, lordy. It's a two-parter, isn't it? It's a ruddy, it's A and B, 4A and 4B.
Well, get ready because C's coming as well.
Oh, stop it. Don't throw in a C as well.
You won't believe it.
Best advice I've ever been given.
Or given
someone else. Right, hang on. Sorry, I can't even say the word. Perimenopausal. Perineum. What is a perineum?
Now, I'm glad you've asked this on Hugging Club, because I think it's the bit in men have got between their balls and their anus.
Okay. The little sort of no man's land.
It's sensitive.
Underneath.
Yes, it likes a tickle. Okay. You know, it likes a quick hi-hi now and again. Do you bear that in mind?
Okay.
For a long marriage.
Thanks, Luke. No, because it's a sort of word that you hear and you sort of laugh at because everyone else is, and I've never actually known what it is. Good to know. I'll bring it into series two of...
if you could. Has your husband never stood before you, pants down, sort of star shape figure, saying, here's my perineum?
He's very polite. He's quite sort of gentlemanly. But also very down to earth. I'll chat perineums with him after this. It reminds me of a weird pate called, what was it, in the 70s? Yeah. Oh, sorry, Lou. Sorry, I know you're vegan.
It's the thought of a perineum pate that really did chill me.
But it sounds like that. It's called pate perperium, I think. And it was this really weird, it was like ye olde gentleman's pate. And it had a sort of horrible Victorian bloke on the front. I don't even know if they still make it. It was called pate perperium. Sorry, Lou.
Best advice. We don't have to answer this one. If you've got something. You've had three children.
Best advice. Play it cool.
Look on you when you did that. Ooh. Play it cool.
I said that to my daughter the other day. I was really quite chuffed with myself, and she looked at me with quite a lot of admiration as I said it.
Did she?
I was quite pleased with that. I was just giving her a few little nuggets as she left the house. I was quite pleased with that.
I love that. I love that. I wish someone had told me, oh my God, I'm watching Married at First Sight Australia. Who isn't? Australian version. Have you seen it? I mean, you've got to.
Is
everyone
it great?
Was going on about it, and I thought, oh, I don't want to watch another thing. But I
is it great? Hooked.
It is the best telly I've seen in ages. I don't usually like reality shows that are about love because it's too constructed. But this is phenomenal. And there's a girl in it who's matched with a guy and he's not interested. And she just hammers home. Like, she just like hammers herself to him. And he's already said, I'm not feeling it. And she's like doing everything to try and get him to fancy her. And
man.
There's glimpses, all the nightmares in there, all the nightmare people in there. I'm saying to my friend, is that me? Was that ever me? You know, how you can see yourself in the worst people sort of thinking, yes. I think that's me.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I wish I'd seen it when I was younger to know never to chase someone like that. It's so undignified.
Oh.
But we've all done
now.
It.
We've so all done it. Oh, it's depressing, isn't it?
It's so depressing that you can't turn back time. And people would say to you, people would try and give you, like, but you're in a sort of addictive frenzy. And people would say, like, you just need to chill out. Or you just need to not text him back or whatever, you know, because you'll lose your dignity. And you're like, it's like a monster inside of you that's like, oh my God, it's so depressing.
I like that monster that you're about to do there. I like the, yeah, that was good. You just started on something.
Amazing I don't act more, isn't it? Best advice, play it cool. Okay, and now we have to think of the merchandise around that.
Oh, let's I'm thinking see. A badge. It's a badge, isn't it?
I'm thinking it's ice cubes.
Ice cubes with the words within them somehow.
Play it cool. Yeah, they do that.
Do they? What, like with a sort of, with a dye, with a food dye or something? How would you do
that?
Oh,
no, you can do it in shapes.
Oh,
like
I
it
see.
Can be letters,
yeah.
play
okay.
it cool.
Got
or
you.
It could be a hyperglow t-shirt, bring them back. And it's the play it cool, something to do with heat temperature.
Yes. Or a pair of skis, Lou. A long pair of skis. And unbeknownst to the general public, that legend is written underneath on the ski. But you only see them when the person jumps.
So, that's beautiful.
So it does a ski jump and then you see in the air, play it cool.
Yeah, that's lovely.
It's a bit of a niche. It's a bit of a niche reach that though, isn't it? I mean, there aren't many people out on the slopes, I suppose.
Not at the moment, but give it time. But do you know what's telling about that is you said the members of public. And I thought, there's a lady that's been in show business for a while.
That's awful. Slightly, the members of public, a slight sort of nasal. Oh, I'm sorry. That's awful. It's
no,
turning
it's
50, Lou. It's turning 50. It all just, everything goes to shite.
It's the watch. It's like, you know, the participants watching. I'm imagining the show jumper, you know, he or she is a professional.
Yes. Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be members of the public gawping.
Yeah. It's Hans Klammer or one of those, I can't, name a skier, name
it's
a famous.
Eddie the Eagle.
Eddie
That's the
Eagle.
Only one I know.
Eddie
I met him once.
Did you?
Yeah, he'd separated from his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, very sad.
The eagle had flown.
The eagle had landed in my lap. No, nothing happened.
Was he nice?
He was so nice. He's fine. Eddie the Eagle's doing okay. You know, he's making a lot of money from his book and the circuit and stuff. Did we steal the breakfast rolls and take them for lunch on the ski slope? Yeah, we both did.
Oh, wow.
He's down to it. He's down to ground, apart from when he's up in the air with his special skis.
But did he do any tricks while you saw him? I mean, did he have anything that would mark him out as the eagle? Did you know it was him, or how did you know it was him?
Perineum, his perineum.
He bent over at breakfast.
No, he was on the same. We were booked to do a job out there, and he was booked for the same job, so we knew.
Eddie.
You know, he was like, I'm Eddie, and I finished his sentence. The eagle. lovely guy. But
Was he?
Last time I checked, this podcast wasn't about Eddie the Eagle.
Oh yeah, go and tell us this one.
Oh, ooh, yeah, here's a question for you. Mm. Did your parents have a favourite?
Amongst us? Mm. I would say I was a mistake. Yeah, because my mum was quite ill when my sister, the one just above me, was born. 5 years before me. So, yeah, and mum had been told absolutely under no circumstances have another child. Oh. And then 5 years later, yeah, literally. So poor old mum was in very, very bad shape when I was born. And she didn't want to cuddle me for a bit.
Because of postpartum.
Yeah. Postpartum perineum. I have to say, she is the most adorable woman on the ruddy planet, and I absolutely, and she's totally made up for it. She feels terrible. Aww. It was about a month. She called me Belinda the whole time because she was in an absolute fudge.
Oh, bless her. Did your dad hold you and stuff though?
I think he did. Yeah. As for a favourite,
awful question, isn't it, really?
I think probably my dad had a favourite, which wasn't me, but I didn't really mind because I still really loved him and he loved me.
Yeah.
I think you feel more akin just with, I mean, that sounds terrible. You have more in common with certain of your kids than you do with others, maybe. Yeah. I don't feel that. I love mine equally, absolutely, totally.
Yeah.
But I can imagine if you've got a few, there's bound to be one that you've got more in common with, isn't there?
Yeah, and also I think you form allegiances. I read this fascinating book called The Dance of Anger, and it was sort of saying that in any family structure, people form allegiances with other people. And then if to kind of support a different structure, I'm not very good at explaining it. So in this one family, the dad and mum weren't that close. So they didn't know that really because they were so focused on their problem child. And when they finally sorted out the problem child and the dad's dynamic, because he was really tough with him and the mum was like, leave him alone.
Yeah.
And then the mum had to like relinquish control and just be like, okay, you two can sort it out. And they sorted out their relationship and it was fine because she'd taken a sort of pause off the sitch. And then she was only trying to help us out, in fairness. And so they eventually sorted out their relationship. But then the mum and dad had troubles because that was supporting them not being able to see that they had issues by accidentally, subconsciously placing it all onto the son. And that's where he was fulfilling his role of playing up, because somehow they kind of wanted that, or they were all getting something from that dynamic, even though it's unhealthy. So I do think you form allegiances in families because so much stuff is going on, and it's not necessarily, you know, I think this person is a better person than the other one, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally. That sounds completely plausible. And also, I think being the favourite child can be really pressurising.
Tell me about it.
I wouldn't want to be... Are you the favourite, Lou?
Not with my dad, but with my mum, but only because I placated her and I stuck, you know, like I would protect her. And my brother was just like, oh, mum's doing this and mum's doing that. And I was like, that's because, you know, so it's all, someone's getting something from everything, and it's you know, you can't see there's pros and cons to everything. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Best cuddle you've ever had? Oh, sorry, best hug.
No, when you said that, I actually didn't have a judder, so I think I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to it. Cuddle.
This is good therapy for you.
Cuddle. Yep, I'm getting used to it. Cuddle. Best cuddle I've ever had. I like a group cuddle.
Oh.
I do, and that's not a euphemism. It's a cuddle. I like a good old ruddy family, a fam cuds.
Before you said a family cuddle, do you know what? I was imagining your family. It sounds so, just all playing games and mucking about, video night. Lovely. Is it lovely?
It is. I mean, you know, it's up and down, Lou. It's up and down. It's not plain sailing, but the good times are really lovely. The only problem is with my fam, who you haven't met yet, but you ruddy will.
I hope so.
They're all really tall. Yeah. So my husband's 6'6". He's just very tall. And then my girls are now, I mean, both way taller. So the fam cuds scenario, yeah. I go in for it and then I literally kind of bang on sort of shoulders, navels, chests. I don't feel I'm getting the full proper hugging grip, although I love it. I'm somewhere down below and they're all getting some facials up top.
They almost need to pick you up, pop you on the counter and then just take it from there.
Oh, yeah. Do tell us this one.
Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me.
Who would you like to hug? And it can be alive, dead, human or other.
Hugh Grant.
Is it?
I don't know why, Lou. I've got a thing about him.
Well, really?
I know. I know. And I think, I think maybe it might not even be a very good hug,
well,
but I do want to hug him.
Do you fancy him?
I'd like to. I don't even know if I do anymore. I just loved him in Paddington 2, though. He was so brilliant in that. I like the fact that he's gone from sort of foppish, quite dull, posh, sort of terribly nice, floppy fringe, ooh, yeah, terribly nice, you know, to kind of laughing at himself roles. As soon as he started to laugh at himself, I kind of had the hots for him. Shallow but true.
He retweeted me the other day, but he doesn't follow me online, but he did retweet. So
did he?
We're a hop and a skip away from you kissing him, I'm sure.
Who's that guy that said, I don't want any club that wants to have me?
Oscar Wilde?
Yeah, he's not saying that about Cuddle Club.
Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you've nearly passed. Have you ever had, and this is a cheesy question, I get shy to ask it, but it has had some lovely answers. And actually, the older I get, the more I just think, you can be sincere once in your bloody life, you know?
Yeah, go on.
So here it is. Okay. This is, have you ever had a moment that you can recall where you're like, you've just got loads of love bursting from your little heart? Like you can feel all the love. You're like, oh my God. It's like probably when you had your kids, but any other moments you can think of?
Yes. Oh, I'm quite prone to that feeling. And it might be to do with the perimenopause, Lou. I'm just going to put that out there. But they're quite extreme senses of feeling. And on the plus side, you do get that real heartbursty feel a lot, which is quite good. You also get the downside, which is not so good. But I'm trying to think when I last had it. Oh, I made a really good recipe. I made a really good recipe and I used some things. I'm cooking a lot in lockdown, a hell of a lot, as we all are, aren't we?
Yes and no.
And I've signed up to this thing. I can't believe I'm telling you, but I'm going to tell you because you're my friend.
Yeah.
I've signed up to this thing where, oh God, it's such a treat. We get 3 meals a week. And they send it round in a box and it's all just in ingredients form. And then there's a recipe card and you make up the recipe.
Yeah.
Oh, my days. Lou, lockdown is so much better because I know that on a Thursday, that box is delivered at the door.
Oh,
it's just such,
great.
It's such a spirit kind of, you know, it just lifts. Anyway, and I made this banging recipe. It was a coconut with sweet potato dal that came by the box, but it's all prepped. So it's not chopped. It's not chopped, but like all the little sauces. When would you bother to buy hoisin sauce or dukkah spices? You just never would you?
Yeah,
but it all
comes
and you just throw it all in. It was mind-bendingly delicious. I know that's a bit smug and I didn't invent the recipe.
No, I love that. But also you're providing a nutritious, delicious meal for your family. So it's more than, it's the connection through food, which I absolutely love.
Oh, man. It's such a treat though. Just in lockdown. I mean, to be honest, I'll probably carry it on after lockdown.
Yeah.
So ruddy good.
Mel, quick hug.
Yes.
I give you a hug and then you see if you can feel it. Can you feel this?
Yes.
And then you give me one and I close my eyes and you come
right.
in, okay? Ready?
I'm going in. I'm going to go in under the pits, okay? I'm going to go in under your armpits.
Lift me up. I love. Yeah, I felt that, but I would. thank you so much and good luck in all your endeavours. That's how I finished the podcast.
And I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, good luck finding your husband's perineum and...
thank you, and I'll cover and your pants any day. Yeah. I'll cover your panties any day of the week.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, so that was Mel. Lovely Mel. She is... I mean, imagine if you were in her family. You'd be happy every day, really. I mean, my family's lovely too. I'd love to see a dark side of her, and you can on Unforgivable. It's probably finished actually by the time this goes out, but you can catch it on UK TV. Okay, you can't follow Mel online because she's not interested in that jazz. She's above all that crap, you know? She's living her life in real time, and you can too by following me at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, I guess this is goodbye. It's well done from you and it's well done to me. Okay, love you. Take care of each other. See you back soon. And remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.